Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. Heart of the offseason, Super Bowl week is here for us. I guess I shouldn't say heart of the offseason as there's still football being played, but at least for fans of the Buffalo Bills, everything looking forward to the 2022 season, which feels like it can't get here soon enough. So much to get to before that takes place. Of course, the NFL Combine in just a few weeks, free agency, getting ready for the draft, training camp, OTAs, you name it, right? We'll have you covered here at BuffaloRumblings.com. But, you know, this is that time of year. Really, you wait, right? Like these kind of, call it the next 6 weeks before free agency starts. There's a little bit of that lull. But again, we'll have you covered here at BuffaloRumblings.com. New content coming out each and every day on the podcast channel, of course, on the website. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Really, as we talk about it today, my thoughts were around who the Buffalo Bills' 2022 opponents are, right? Because when you talk about this, it's not just what moves are the Bills going to make this offseason. And of course, we've seen some moves already as it relates to the coaching staff, most notably Brian Daboll leaving to become the head coach of the New York Giants, Ken Dorsey becoming the new offensive coordinator. But you've got to monitor who the Bills will be playing. What kind of moves might they be making? What really stands out for them? And what kind of changes could be in front of them as it relates to the offseason as well? Now, of course, as you start, you've got your three divisional opponents. You play each of them at home and away. I won't get into them too much because I think in a lot of ways, right, there's a level of familiarity for the fans as it relates to the New York Jets, the New England Patriots, and the Miami Dolphins. For the Jets, right, they will be in their second year with head coach Robert Saleh, quarterback Zach Wilson, and certainly a team that struggled more throughout the 2021 season, maybe than folks expected, right? I think there were some higher expectations as you looked at the rookie quarterback coming in, as you looked at things and saying like, okay, Adam Gase is gone. Certainly Saleh has a good reputation in NFL circles. You looked at it as a great hire for the team, but they still finished at 4-13. The defense, certainly a struggle, right? Giving up 504 points while only scoring 310, 1-7 on the road, 3-6 at home. You know, as we look at the Jets, they have to figure out something with the defense, of course, this offseason, but not a major change when you talk about the quarterback. And Zach Wilson, it will be interesting to see what kind of step forward he can make in year two. You know, how much of it is on him? How much development can you see? I try not to judge rookie quarterbacks too soon, of course, because what we've seen with Josh Allen, right? Struggles throughout the 2018 season. Makes a big step forward to 2019, another big step to 2020, and really kind of maintaining that high level of play during 2021 and even elevating it throughout the playoffs. So, you know, it'll be interesting to, you know, to see with the Jets. I mean, the arrow should be pointing up. You really can't get much lower than what they were this past season, though. For the Dolphins, man, right? So much swirling around the franchise, the firing of Brian Flores, the allegations against owner Stephen Ross, what they are going to do, right? Like you just look at things and just say like, man, the Dolphins are a little bit of a mess, right? When you go through all of this. And honestly, they've been a mess for like a year when you think about things, gosh, right? Like you you think back to, you know, are they going to keep Tua Tagovailoa as their starting quarterback? Are they going to trade for Deshaun Watson? You know, that's kind of been like looming over them this entire year. And despite all of that, they still went 9-8, right? A 7-game losing streak followed by a 7-game winning streak. They're looking at, you know, some different options. They still haven't named their quarterback or not their quarterback, their head coach to replace Brian Flores yet. You know, will that be Kellen Moore from the Cowboys? Maybe Mike McDaniel? You look at these things and you're just like, man, the Dolphins just seem like they cannot get out of their own way. Certainly one of the franchises to watch this offseason, the moves they are going to make, what they do in the draft and free agency. Do they roll with Tua Tagovailoa and who their new head coach will be? But honestly, with this, I mean, the allegations against Stephen Ross are pretty daunting to say the least, and what that will really mean for the franchise moving forward. Also, you know, the New England Patriots finished the season at 10-7, 462 points scored, giving up 303, one of the top defenses in the NFL, with the exception of their last two games against the Buffalo Bills this season. You know, when you think two games in a row where the Bills did not have to punt, and I say two games in a row, right? Those two games against the Pats, it's just crazy, right? And you think about positive highlights from the season for the Bills, that was certainly it. But, you know, when you look at the Pats, I think it's going to be interesting for them, right? Josh McDaniels leaving to become the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, who will come in as the offensive coordinator to replace him. At least the time of recording has not taken place yet. Bill O'Brien seems to be a favorite. Adam Gase's name is being mentioned there as well. So something worth monitoring. You know, and switching offensive coordinators after a rookie season, what will that look like for Mac Jones? You know, I'm a fan of Mac Jones. I mean, I say that right with a colossal grain of salt, but like, you know, I don't hate the player that he is. I mean, sure, he's a little goofy and all this, but I do think there is something a bit likable about him. But I think it's easier to say that when the Bills had their performance on Monday Night Football against the Pats towards the end of the season. And then, of course, the dominating 47-17 victory over them in the playoffs. But again, a second-year quarterback, is this just who he is, or can he make that step forward? Right, not as gifted as a talent as someone like a Zach Wilson, right, where you can say really has a higher ceiling. But when you talk about someone like Mac Jones, and it's like, well, and I don't use the term game manager as a slight. If he's more of a game manager, that's not necessarily a bad thing when you talk about a team like the Patriots. But, right, the AFC East teams, of course, we are going to monitor them and see what kind of moves they make throughout the offseason. Now, let's take a look at the five home opponents, those teams that the Buffalo Bills will be hosting this season, and certainly some attractive options for fans, right? If you're a season ticket holder or thinking about getting season tickets, or even just looking at things and saying to yourself, like, you know, hey, this is a game I want to have circled on the calendar. The first one is the Tennessee Titans. I know Bills fans like to make the trip to Tennessee. It's one of those road trips that is always an attractive option. The Titans will come to Buffalo this year. You know, will be interesting to see Derrick Henry back, assuming Ryan Tannehill will still be a quarterback for them. Can the Bills get some redemption for the 34-31 loss that they had on Monday Night Football in Week 6 earlier this season? The Titans, you know, always a formidable opponent, the number one seed in the AFC this year, of course, falling in their first playoff game to the Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, I think there's always a little bit of skepticism with them, right? Like how good they really are. But of course, when Derrick Henry is on the field, you know, he has the ability to go off, and what the Bills will be able to do against him next season. Next up, I take a look at the Minnesota Vikings, right? You think just the storylines that will come out of this game, the trade that sent Stephon Diggs to the Bills. Of course, the Vikings using their draft pick to get the fantastic Justin Jefferson. I just think that will be a game, right? When you think about a home game, there will be some certain storylines there that we'll definitely be looking at. Question for me, is Kirk Cousins still going to be their starting quarterback? I think there's been some conversation. Maybe this is a guy that gets moved at some point during the offseason. I don't know if that's just speculation more than anything that might be real, but certainly something to monitor when you talk about one of your opponents and what the offseason will look like. Cleveland Browns fall into that same, you know, category. I'm sure the dog pound will be well represented at Highmark Stadium for this game. Of course, two teams that, right, I mean, just based on their close proximity, you would think that they should play more often maybe than they do. You know, for the Browns, is Baker Mayfield going to be back as their starting quarterback? I would like to think yes. I say that just based on some of the injuries that he battled through this year, some of the struggles. I don't think they would be ready to throw in the towel on the former number one overall pick. But that is a team, right? You went into the 2021 season thinking, man, the Browns, look at everything that they have. Look at the additions they made. Look at what they did in the draft. You know, you get Odell back and Jarvis Landry and all these pieces, and it did not work for the Cleveland Browns this season. And what kind of bounce back will they have in store for 2022? Next up, the Bills will also be hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, right, Steelers still made the playoffs this year, beat the Bills in week one. Ben Roethlisberger, though, announcing his retirement. What is that going to mean for them? What are they going to look to do at quarterback? You talk about some guys that could be on the move. You mentioned, like, again, Kirk Cousins, who we talked about before. Is someone like Russell Wilson going to get traded? Are they going to just get somebody in the draft? Certainly remains to be seen, but the Steelers and their defense coming back to Buffalo this season, certainly something to keep an eye on. And another quarterback that could be on the move, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Now, if Rodgers is back in Green Bay, right, you can circle this game and say, this is going to be a primetime game. Sunday night football, Monday night football, you know, maybe something that's looked at as an option for, you know, Thanksgiving night again. One of those primetime matchups would be the Bills and the Packers if Aaron Rodgers is back. Now, you talk about offseason drama. The Packers will have offseason drama. Aaron Rodgers almost guarantees it, and what that will look like certainly remains to be seen. But again, the Bills hosting now the AFC number one seed in the playoffs this past year and the NFC's number one seed in the playoffs in the Green Bay Packers. But whether or not Aaron Rodgers is back, that is truly the biggest test. The biggest question, I guess, you could ask when you look at these opponents and something worth seeing. You know, personally, hey, it would be great to see Aaron Rodgers go up against the Buffalo Bills in Highmark Stadium. I think that would be one that all fans would have circled on their calendar. So listen, let me do this. I'm going to take a quick break. We will come back, and then we will talk about the Buffalo Bills, who they will be traveling to take on this year, and certainly some games, I think, for fans that they will circle and look at as some potential road trips as well. So hang tight. We'll be right back after this.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino now talking about those road trips that the Buffalo Bills will be making. Of course, they'll travel down to New Jersey to take on the Jets, up to Foxborough to face the Patriots, and down to South Beach to take on the Miami Dolphins, as we talked about before the break. But who are those five opponents, that or six opponents, I should say, that the Bills will travel to face? Now, remember, imbalanced schedule this year, each team playing 17 games. In 2021, the Buffalo Bills hosted the Washington football team, right, to have those 9 home games and 7 or 8 on the road. This year they will have 9 games on the road and will have 8 at home. Really, right, when you talk about this, you go forward, who is that team that will kind of be that extra game for them? It's the Los Angeles Rams, the defending NFC champions. Who knows, maybe they will win the Super Bowl this coming weekend. But the Bills will go out to LA to take on the Rams. Certainly, if you are the fan of the Buffalo Bills and looking at a road trip to take, this is a game that you are looking at, right? Now, when we talk about this, another matchup similar to what we talked about before with the Packers, I can certainly see this being a primetime matchup, especially if the Rams do end up winning the Super Bowl. Who knows, maybe it could be that Thursday night kickoff event that the NFL has in week one each and every season. Another game that is surely going to be an option for primetime. I would be shocked if it's not, you know, call up NBC, put it on Sunday Night Football, maybe even as early as week one, who knows. But the Buffalo Bills will go to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs once again. This will be the 4th time in a row that the Bills have gone to Kansas City, right? The AFC Championship game in 2020. Then this past season, going in week 5 to Kansas City, heading out to Kansas City for the divisional round, and they will head to Kansas City again for this matchup. When you talk about primetime, I would bet my house, everything I have, that this is going to be a primetime game at some point during the season as the Bills go back to Kansas City in what will be one of the most anticipated regular season matchups on the schedule across the NFL, not just for the Bills, not just for the Chiefs, but that NFL schedule this season. A couple other games, a regional game for the Bills heading out to Detroit to take on the Lions. You know, and the Lions are one of those teams. I like their head coach, Dan Campbell. I know some folks poked a little fun at him and kind of his old school football mentality, biting kneecaps, this piece. But like, I have a ton of respect for a coach that just has that kind of mindset of just like, you know, this is the mentality that we are going to bring to the game. You know, it's a little bit different, obviously, what you see from other guys across the NFL, but he was so emotionally invested in this team that did not have a great roster, that just had a lot of questions, still with a question with Jared Goff at quarterback, but we would see them compete throughout this season. And as I take a look at that, right, I have a lot of respect for the Lions and what they do. I certainly think it will be an interesting draft class for them as they pick number 2 overall. And a regional type of game, right? If you are based in Western New York, you can get out to Detroit in a few hours in a relatively easy road trip that you might want to make. What I think is a sneaky under-the-radar game that could be a primetime matchup, the Bills will travel to Chicago to take on the Bears. And I say that because the Bears are one of those teams that seem to get more primetime games than they should each season based on the size of their market and the viewership that they have. And I just think when you know, look at the Bills and the Bears matching up for the first time in a few years, that could be one, maybe like that Thursday night type of game that needs a spot to fill. You know, you'll get good ratings out of Chicago and out of Buffalo, and certainly one to monitor. The Buffalo Bills, right, mentioned before, facing one team that's playing in the Super Bowl this year, playing the other, heading to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Again, another option that I think could be a primetime game. You know, think to that, 2 high scoring offenses, 2 of the hottest young quarterbacks in all of football, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen in primetime. To me, that's one that, you know, I don't want to just say it's a no-brainer. I realize I'm a little bit biased here, but when you talk about the opportunity for a lot of points to be scored for something that the viewers could really get excited about, that's another one. Man, as I go through this, right, I realize I'm saying a lot of these matchups could be in prime time, but when you do think about it, right, Green Bay, Tennessee, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Los Angeles, that doesn't even include, right, the 2 matchups with the Patriots, the Jets, the Dolphins, you know, throw the Steelers and the Browns in there. I mean, God, most of these matchups have the potential to be in prime time. So, you know, I know it's like the excitement of those primetime games along the same lines can kind of throw your schedule a little out of whack, but something to watch. And of course, this last one, could also be a primetime matchup as the Buffalo Bills will travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Again, right, another two great quarterbacks in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, what that can look like. And I think when Buffalo Bills fans, right, when you talk about away games that you can get to, Baltimore should be a destination too. I've always enjoyed when I visited the city. I think it's an easy enough trip for fans, right, to an extent drivable if you really want to, depending on where you're coming from. But plenty of flights in and out of the D.C. and Baltimore area. And I think Bills Mafia could have a great showing in Baltimore this season as well. So, again, as we go through out of this, all of this, the home slate, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, Tennessee Titans, New York Jets, New England Patriots, and the Miami Dolphins. And on the road this year, of course, the Dolphins, Jets, and Patriots, along with the Los Angeles Rams, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Chicago Bears, and the Detroit Lions. So listen, hit me up. Let me know which games you are most excited about this season. For me, obviously, there are a bunch that really stand out as it's a pretty exciting slate of opponents. Really, and a lot of difficult opponents for the Bills coming up in 2022. So listen, I'm going to get out of here for now. I always appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you for hitting that subscribe button so you get all of our great shows. I'm going to punch out for now. But as always, go Bills.